I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after a dominating Eagles 35-10 win over the Tennessee Titans yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field. Late last night, Merrill Reese tweeted something that you're going to want to hear right now. So, Merrill, late last night, I assume probably a little bit after Sunday Night Football or near the end of it, you tweeted...
Near the end.
There you go. The Eagles are clearly... And I do mean clearly the best team in the NFC. You added you were tired of hearing critics attributing their success to a weak schedule. And you said last week we heard how the Titans would present a, quote, real test, and the Eagles demolished them. Offense, defense, special teams, and you added in a thumbs up emoji. Merrill, what was the thought behind that tweet?
Watching Dallas last night, hearing how good they were, listen, they did a lot of good things in beating the Colts, but the Colts are not a very good team right now. And Dallas really struggled with them for the first half and into the third quarter. And then they just finally pulled away. But I watched the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have three losses right now. And Dak Prescott had, he had one interception, then almost a second interception. He's not Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is far better than Dak Prescott, in my opinion. And the Cowboys' offensive line doesn't compare to the Eagles. There are a lot of areas where this Eagles team is better. And the areas where they struggled have been cleaned up. You talk about special teams. That was the one area that you're worried about, that bad special teams play would come up and bite them at some point. Last night or yesterday afternoon, the Eagles' special teams were indeed special. And Britton Covey, the return man, broke loose on a couple of nice returns. Every part of the game yesterday, with the exception of some sloppiness, jumping off the line of scrimmage, or false starts, was outstanding.
Merrill, did the Eagles make a statement with yesterday's win over the Titans?
I think they did. I think they did. I think they showed right now that Jalen Hurts is playing better than any quarterback in the National Football League. They have the best group of receivers in the National Football League, are certainly among the best group of receivers. They're the defense. You talk about the defense. Earlier you said they can't stop the run. They took King Henry, they took Derrick Henry, and held him to 30 yards. Now, a week ago, the Bengals held him to 39 yards, but he also picked up about 80 yards in the air. Yesterday, he did nothing as a running back and nothing as a back coming out and taking passes. He really was bottled up. They just found their target, and they blasted him to smithereens.
To follow up on that, why were they so effective against him yesterday?
Number of things. Number one, the scheme was right. And number two, they have a front wall. I think that Jonathan Gannon must sit there in the film room or in the tape room and be grinning from ear to ear when you have the people that they can put in the pieces. I mean, Jordan Davis was back yesterday, didn't play a lot, but back enough to get into the speed of the game. And you have now, you have such a front line. Fletcher Cox played well. Brandon Graham played well and had another sack. Josh Sweat with a pair of sacks. On and on. I mean, they have been, Javon Hargrave was outstanding. And now you have Linville Joseph and Nakobe Dean. They are a force.
Merrill, A.J. Brown had a great day yesterday. Two touchdown catches, over 100 yards. Devontae Smith also had over 100 yards and a touchdown catch. Swole Batman and Skinny Batman. Obviously, AJ is the former Titan. He was traded to the Eagles in the offseason amid unsuccessful contract negotiations with the Titans. How much do you think this game meant to him?
Oh, it had to mean a lot, and I said that to you going in last week. Oh, you can talk about stay with the process and play every game the same. But even Nick Sirianni admitted in his post-game press conference, it's human nature. It's human nature. You go against the team that traded you, that didn't want to pay you. There is something extra going on. But even if there hadn't been anything extra going on, this guy is amazing.
Jalen Hurts, Merrill, was very good again yesterday. How did he help his MVP case?
Well, all he did was become the first Eagle to ever throw for over 380 yards, three touchdowns, and score a touchdown. Enough said.
There you go.
And here's the thing. He did have one fumble, but it was recorded. It was recovered by Jordan Mailata. But he's not turning the ball over. He is not turning the ball over. He still has only three interceptions on the season.
And that's a very important part of the game. The Eagles have been excellent in that this season. Merrill, last thing that I have for you, and it goes back to the first question that I asked about how you say the Eagles are clear and away the best team in the NFC. They're 11-1 right now. Vikings are 10-2 after squeaking by the Jets yesterday. So the Eagles have a game and the tiebreaker on the Vikings for the number one seed, a bye week, and home field throughout the playoffs. Then you look at the Cowboys, who clearly, from the way it sounds, did not totally impress you last night against the Colts.
I mean, they had a big first, big fourth quarter.
Right.
I mean, they scored over 50 points in the game.
Right.
So they ran away with it. But for a long time, Indianapolis was in that game.
They were. And they're 9-3 now after that win. So the Eagles have two games on them, as well as, for the time being, the tiebreaker. That being said, there's still five games to go, and things can change like this in the NFL any given Sunday. And the Eagles, for an 11-1 team, when you look at the standings, don't have that much wiggle room between the one seed, maybe the two seed, or if Dallas were to somehow catch them, the five seed. How much does that concern you, if at all?
And now, when you wake up this morning and you watch the performance that we watched yesterday, you're not concerned about anything. The only thing that you worry about, or if you want to throw something in there, is you don't know how the health of this team or any other team is going to be when the Eagles meet the Cowboys on the 24th of December. So if they stay healthy, and don't forget, they're going to have Dallas Goedert back. I mean, he's in pretty good shape right now. He wishes he weren't on injured reserve. He feels well. They're going to have Avante Maddox back, and they're going to, at some point, have C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. So they will be okay, but you just hope they don't lose another key part of that team. And I think Jalen Hurts has been smart. He only ran five times yesterday, but when he does run, he knows how to slide down or get out of bounds. So that's the biggest piece to this puzzle, Jalen Hurts. Wrap him in bubble wrap between games.
He's been spectacular. And between games, it's a week-by-week performance, as we often say. Next up are the New York Giants, who are coming off of a tie with the Commanders, which is interesting. We'll preview that game throughout the week. Merrill, great job yesterday with Mike Quick.
One more thing.
Sure.
One more thing, Dave. To show how dominant they are, to show how well they're playing, who would have ever believed if I had said on Friday that with just under 10 minutes to play, in this game, Jalen Hurts would be out of the game. And not because of injury, but because this game, with 10 minutes left, was a fait accompli.
I don't think anybody would have said that, Merrill. And they had their backups in, Gardner Minshew and the backups in, for a lot of the fourth quarter yesterday. I don't think anybody would have predicted that. And if they did, I would have questioned their prediction. So that was an impressive win yesterday. Do you think it was the most impressive win of the season?
Yes, clearly.
Well, Merrill, it was a great call again yesterday by you and Mike Quick, and I appreciate you getting up this morning to talk about it. We'll chat again tomorrow morning. That's the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.